This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
We called an audible here. We continued Yankees, had a little Kyrie Irving conversation. Are you now ready to go around the league?
I am. Can I just bring this up quickly?
Oh, here we go.
Before I forget?
Yeah.
Just off when we were talking about baseball.
Omaha!
Have you seen what Juan Soto has done?
Yes.
Since the start of August?
I think he's hitting 400.
400 with a 572 on-base percentage.
Yeah, I saw this stat the other day, which completely blew my mind. If he went, and I think the number was 42, consecutive at-bats with making an out, he would still lead the league in on-base percentage.
The kid's amazing, man.
Amazing.
I was looking at numbers today, too. It's like him and when you're in a category where it's just you and Ted Williams.
Yep. He's different level. And they don't even have any talent around him now.
No. I mean, they gutted the team.
Awesome. As great as Juan Soto conversation is, it's Friday at 7:04.
It's football time.
It's time to go around the league.
I mean, you got the music. You got the pageantry. You have everything that goes along. So we're going to go through the games with the spreads. And we're going to whittle it down. I know you're a big whittler. Whittle it down to, I don't know, three or four games that we both agree on. And then you will pick one of those three or four. Okay?
After consultation this afternoon, yeah.
Yes. Text. Please do not call me.
I
don't want to be involved
in
phone calls.
You're the worst. Okay.
Why? Because I don't want to spend my afternoon with you neurotic calling me.
It's three minutes.
Please. 3 minutes.
You could have sex three times in the amount of time we spent on the phone.
I don't think so. Kama Sutra. That's my way.
Tantric sex with Dave Rothberg. Class at man camp.
There you go. Giants -3 at home against the Atlanta Falcons.
See, I think we change our luck with this game. I would put this on the list.
Oh, God.
I would put this on the list.
Do you understand the stress that you would put me under?
This is the point. This is what we need to change your karma. You need to go all in with your own team to turn our luck around.
I don't know. I don't know that I can do it. You put it on the list. I don't know that I'm capable of doing this.
You don't think this is the right move?
Well, here's the thing now. The number's 3. So you expect the Giants to win by more than 3 points in this game?
They could.
I know they could. I'm not saying it's unfathomable, but I don't love that.
At home, must-win game, sense of urgency.
Oh, please, must-win game. Everything's a must-win game. Week 1, must-win. Week 2, must-win. I got loss. So
yeah,
stop
but week
it 2
was a
must-win
win because you lost week 1. Week 1 was the game you had to win.
And this is a better quarterback than they've seen.
And they made the other two look great.
Exactly.
I'm just thinking, listen, we lose. I get it. We don't want to lose. I'm saying your karma has been off since the whole Andrew Gunling, Carson Wentz conversation. I feel like this may be the way to change that. Outside of sacrificing a live chicken or giving Joe Boo some rum, I don't know how we do it.
Put it on the list. I don't love
it. It's on the list.
Put it on the list. Arizona in Jacksonville, Cardinals laying 7.5. I have a feeling you're going to say you like Arizona. They'll win. I don't want them given 7.5. At some point, Jacksonville's going to wake up or Arizona's going to take a step back. I don't like this game.
Yeah, I would not put this game on this list. I would consider Arizona potentially for the survivor. But, I don't know, on the road. Now, Jacksonville stinks, though. Their defense
they
is not good.
They stink, but you know what? You could see a 31-17 game where Jacksonville scores a late touchdown. I don't want it. If I veto it, you can't put it on the list.
No, it's on the list. I hate the hook. You're right. Let's move forward.
I feel the same way about the Browns and the Bears. Cleveland giving 7.5 at home against the Chicago Bears. Again, survivor. I like the Browns, but I don't. I mean, Justin Fields, that's the wild card. I don't like this game at all.
Well, wild card Justin Fields, I would imagine that team is going to rally around him, right? Scares the hell out of me with his legs. Could make it difficult.
Bears defense is still good. Bears defense is still good.
Defense is still good.
Yeah.
Cleveland hasn't really hit their stride yet. And now you got no Jarvis Landry.
That's right. Although Odell is supposed to play in this game, right?
Yeah, but it's his first game back from
ACL. I agree. We agree. We don't need to argue about it. Neither of us likes that game as well. Where are we with Roethlisberger? Is he going to play in this game?
I don't
know.
I would imagine. You know, he's a drama queen. I would say he's probably going to play. But he's got the left pec strain.
Yeah, he's always got something. Steelers are giving 3 at home against the Cincinnati Bengals.
But their defense is a mess right now.
It really is.
Pittsburgh's defense is all banged up.
I don't think I can get involved in this.
Yeah, I would rather avoid this one if we can. Especially because you picked the Steelers last week.
Next one as well, because I don't know about the Colts. Tennessee given 5.5. Tennessee coming off a great win. They're home against the Colts, but I don't know what the status of Carson Wentz is going to be, so I can't do this one either.
I can't imagine he's playing, though. Did you see him get tackled by Aaron Donald?
What his
ankle looked like?
It was terrible.
He's got double ankles.
If you told me he doesn't play, I would like Tennessee, but you can't confirm that for me.
Well, no, I can't. It's too early in the week because we don't know yet. Tennessee's defense isn't very good, but I'm telling you right now, Jacob Eason in his first start, I don't know. If we knew Carson Wentz was not playing, I would really like Tennessee.
I agree with
you,
but you don't know. And Indianapolis covered a game you didn't love them in last week, and that's even with Carson Wentz going down. So I don't know. I don't like this game. I'm interested in this. Buffalo at home laying 7 against the Washington football team. I kind of like the Bills here.
Yeah, I like the Bills too. I do. I mean, Washington's football team is supposed to have this great defense. I haven't seen it yet.
Not yet. They weren't great in week 1 against the Chargers. They were even worse week 2 against the Giants.
And then Josh Allen talking about how he was disappointed with how he played. Yeah, I could see this at home.
Yep. You could see a 27-17 win for the Bills.
Yeah, I think that Buffalo defense can give Taylor Heineke some trouble.
I agree. Mark that down, Santi, as a
you just
I got
made
it on
the list.
The list right now.
All right. You don't have to yell at me.
Sorry.
Patriots-Saints. Patriots giving 3. I don't know what to make of the Saints.
Week I like one, the Patriots.
You like the Patriots? I don't think I like this game.
See, I like
would
this game,
like
and
the
I'll
Patriots
you like
if you
game.
Pressed me to take one of these teams, but I don't like this game.
See, I like this game. I think the Patriots great. Defense is good, and I also think go. The Patriots realized, well, you got to remember, too, they're at home, right? Jameis Winston under pressure, he struggles. They got a good secondary, and on top of it, they got Tom Brady coming in. The Patriots can't afford to lose this game. Cannot afford to lose this game.
I don't like it.
I'm putting it on the list.
Well, I don't understand. This goes against everything we've agreed to. It has to be, we both like the game. I don't like the game. Why is it going on the list?
I think the more you think about the game, later this afternoon, you're probably going to like it. So I'm going to put it on the list
so
with a question mark next.
You are looking into my future. You know me better than I know me.
I know you better than you know you. And I'm going to put a question mark next to it. We'll reconvene text message later this afternoon.
All right. Baltimore -8.5 on the road in Detroit. I don't like this game. All right. I could see a backdoor cover, and I don't know what's with Lamar Jackson. And on top of that, they are coming off a tremendously emotional win last week. So I would avoid taking the Ravens, which would be the team I would take if I had to, but I don't have to, and I don't like this game.
And a backdoor could make you sick, too. So, yeah, I would stay away from this game. The whole Lamar Jackson thing, him being sick, his hip sore. Baltimore, I think, is going to win. But, I mean, I would rather not. If we don't have to lay the 8.5, I wouldn't. I'd rather
not.
We
don't have to. We don't have to do anything we don't want to do. Chiefs are up to 7 now. They're home against the Chargers. Here's the thing. The Chiefs don't cover anything. They never cover. They win, they don't cover. They lose, they don't cover. I think they haven't covered like 23 of their last 26 or something like that. They're giving a big number to a pretty good team in the Chargers. I don't like this one either.
You don't like the Chargers to cover the 7 in this game?
No, I don't like. No, because now I hear Bosa might not play in this game now. No, I don't like it.
Oh, you have no conviction. All right.
No, very little.
All right,
unless you're convinced that that's a game that I'll fall in love with later this afternoon.
No, I didn't put it on. I didn't put it on. You seem like you had conviction with that one.
Broncos and the Jets. Broncos giving 10.5 against your New York Jets. You can make the statement on this one.
I think the Jets could cover this number. I don't think they'll win, but I think they could.
Would you take the Jets plus the points?
10.5 is a lot of points, man.
It is a lot of points. Did you see the Jets last week?
No, I did, but I expect that Zach Wilson's going to be, at the very least, more careful with the football and won't turn it over. And their defense hasn't been bad.
So you want to put this on the list?
I would put it on the list, but as far as power ranking the list, I would have it lower on the list.
Put it on the list, but leave it.
You just made the list!
Leave it towards the bottom. Because
I'm the bottom.
Yeah, way towards the bottom. All right. I like this game. Raiders at home giving 3.5 to the Dolphins. Raiders look terrific. Carr looks phenomenal. Ruggs made plays. Their defense looks legit. I'm underwhelmed by Miami. And Jacoby Brissett starts in this one. I like the Raiders giving 3.5.
I like the Raiders, too. I like them a lot.
You just made the list.
Miami's offensive line's not that good.
Put it on the list.
It's on the list. High on the list.
But good. Put it right up there. Seahawks and Vikings. Seahawks giving 1.5. We're going to disagree on this game. I actually like the Vikings plus the points, but not enough to put it on the list.
No. I do not trust the Vikings.
No. I don't want it either. I'm just saying if I had to pick this game, I'd take the Vikings, but I don't want it on the list.
Yeah, it's not on the list. I promise.
Tampa at the Rams. We're going to disagree on this one as well. I know you're swayed by your father-in-law.
No, I like the Rams.
He loves the Bucs. You love the Bucs. I actually like the Rams to win this game.
I just said that. I like the Rams in this game, I think.
Do you?
Yeah.
Would you put it on the list?
I'm going to put it on the list. They're getting
a point. Put it on the
list. At home?
Yep.
No Antonio Brown?
Put it on the list. Niners giving 3 to the Packers. You know, every time we count out Aaron Rodgers, he finds a way. Niners secondary is a mess. Niners running game is in despair as well. I don't know that I love this game, but if I had to go away on it, I'd take the Packers plus the 3.
I'll say this, though. When you look at Aaron Rodgers' record when he plays in California, not good. It's not good at all.
No, it's not. So you probably should avoid the list.
I'm avoiding it.
And I actually like this one, but I can't. I just, like, physically, I don't think I could put this on the list. Cowboys minus 3.5 against the Philadelphia Eagles. I like Dallas in this game. I think Philly was kind of exposed a little bit last week. Dallas, this is their home opener, right? Yeah, their home opener. It's Monday night, Ring of Honor night. They're given 3.5. I like the Cowboys in this game.
Dallas, Lana Rothenberg. I don't disagree. I think I like Dallas, too. Let's ask Santi, because he's the most negative Cowboy fan I know. Santi. Dallas minus 3.5 against the Eagles. You like it or no?
I actually feel good about that one, and ooh. I'm kind of iffy because I don't know what Amari Cooper's status is. I think he's going to play, but he always does pretty well against the Eagles. So if he plays, I feel really good about that one.
It's another if he plays.
Star
though.
Next to that one, too.
All right, put it on the list, but we're not going to know if Amari Cooper's going to play. Would you say this, Santi? If he doesn't play, you don't like the Cowboys.
No, I could say I still like them. I still think 3.5 is a good enough number.
All right, walk me through where we are now. Go through the list.
I think we went way over the number that we agreed upon.
No, so, I don't think we went more than 5 games.
No, you got 7. Well, we have 7 because I put
potentially 7.
Yeah, because you put games I didn't agree on.
Well, there's 2. We got 5, and then we got 2 with question marks.
So you've got you semi like the Giants with minus 3.
There's no way I can do that.
So we're crossing that out?
Cross it out.
No, I'm making the final decision. Don't cross it out.
Okay, so we'll leave it there.
Great.
Washington, Buffalo, you have Buffalo minus 7.
I like Buffalo.
One, right?
I like that one, yes.
Okay, so we're keeping that one. You have big question marks around New England minus 3 versus New Orleans.
I don't like that game.
Rick? That's the question mark game.
He thinks I'm going to fall in love with that game later today. I won't be. I'll be napping. I will not fall in love with it.
You like Vegas minus 3.5 versus
the
Dolphins.
I do like
Dolphins.
That game, yes, a lot.
Rick, I assume that's
yeah.
The
we both
for you.
Like that. We both like that one. Yeah.
You both like, but it's way down on the list. Is Jets?
Denver. I don't love that game at all. You want me to put confidence in Zach Wilson on the road Broncos home opener?
No, but it's 10.5 points. You know. Listen, it's about the points.
If Zach Wilson takes care of the ball, you could easily see the Jets keeping that game close because their defense is still good.
Did he take care of the ball last week?
You got to think there's going to be an emphasis on it this time,
all
right?
All right. Look emphasis. At you. You see what? He's in your pocket. He's on your payroll. You got Santi now selling the games that you like.
Well, this is why. Cash that check, by the way.
See, this is why having Santi on your payroll is great. He doesn't cash your check, so you don't have to worry about it. Money
that
comes
nice.
Out of the account.
What, you gave him a check and he hasn't cashed it?
No, the check is just cashed. You're fine. You're good.
All right.
Okay, and where did we stand on Tampa and L.A.?
We both like the Rams.
We like the Rams
you
plus
one. You both like the Rams on that one.
Yep.
And you were iffy on Dallas and Philly.
I lean Dallas, but I can't wake up on Tuesday
morning.
See,
he lets emotion play a part in this. That's
yeah,
what
I can't. I can't do that.
Well, we need 2 picks this week.
All right. So I think that we've established what we like, and you and I will converse via text later this afternoon, and we will establish the 2 picks that we make.
Yeah. Right now, I would say the 2 picks that we both like. And I have starred, or you really like the Bills, and we both like the Vegas Raiders.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I agree with that.
We're just going to say it's between those two?
No. No, because he's gonna talk to everyone. He might go shopping at some point, and the produce guy could tell him a different route that he could go in. So, no.
Okay,
I won't say it's between those two.
I won't ask you to power rank them, but if you had to have 3 and 4, which would 3 and 4 be?
Giants, for sure.
Oh, God.
I think it changes the mojo.
I think
it changes the mojo.
I think he's doing it just to mock me, to be honest.
No, I think it changes the mojo. Something has to give here.
So, I can't take the Cowboys because it just doesn't sit well with me, and you want to play the mojo game with the Giants.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we break? We'll do the football frenzy.
No.
And you can marinate on it.
No. I'm not marinating in anything because today's Survivor Pool picks are brought to you by Fidelis Care. We need to make Survivor picks.
Look at you.
All right. Is there an open for that, by the way?
As of now, there is. Yes, actually.
Still, we will survive no matter what. It's the DNR Survivor Pool.
As of now, in fact, yes, there is. All right, lovely open. There's a few games to choose from. I should have taken Carolina last night. I did not. You might like the Jets plus 10.5. The Jets are not winning this football game. Lock it in for me. I will take the Broncos to win outright in my Survivor pick of the week.
And you're dead to me. Dead.
No, I'm not.
I'm taking the Giants with our pick against the K Show. It's done. No need for a list. Power rankings, Giants -3 is the pick.
You're a big baby. So you say don't bet with your heart, and now I make a pick with my mind, and now I'm dead to you because I'm going against your Jets? You think
How about some friendship? How about bet with some friendship? How about that?
Yeah, because that'll really build me a beautiful home, to bet with friendship.
You already have a beautiful home.
Well, I'll lose it if I bet with friendship.
It's an estate. That's not
a home. Ace Rothstein, I think they built Vegas on friendship. That's the motto out there in Vegas.
All right, so you got the Broncos. Come on, yep. Jets. Come on. Shock the world, baby. Shock the world.
You're both staying with the local game. I kind of like that.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not. I'm taking for my Survivor pick, I'm taking the Feisty Nugget. I'm taking the Arizona Cardinals.
All right.
I thought you were nervous about that one.
No, Dave was nervous
I'm nervous about the number. I'm not nervous about the Cardinals winning.
Ah, okay.
So I got the Broncos. You have the Cardinals. Santi, where are you going?
I'm really nervous about a bunch of the games this week. So
take the Cowboys. Take the Cowboys.
No, because I feel like the Cowboys have a couple winnable games more down the schedule. So I'm kind of see, that's the thing. You don't want to save.
He's playing a long game.
You don't want to save, and I'm falling into that trap right now. So you're right. I should go with Dallas, but I am actually I'm going to go with Denver. I'm sorry.
Oh, God, you guys are the worst. You guys are the worst.
It's the biggest spread of the week. How do you look at this as a personal attack on you?
Get Coach Sal on the phone, please.
It was an excruciating decision. It really was.
Get Coach Sal on the phone.
All right, who's playing the role of RJ Santillo today?
RJ's playing the role of RJ. I've got his pick right here. Would you like it?
Well, but you don't have RJ.
No, but he told me what it was.
That's his pick.
So you're playing the role of R.J. Santillo. What's his pick?
No, I'm a proxy for R.J. Santillo. His pick is the Buffalo Bills.
He's going to
That's
Bills.
A good pick.
That is a nice pick. That's a nice pick.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. A football frenzy.
You could say that 10,000 times and it still wouldn't be enough.
It fires me up, man.
I love it. Say it one more time.
A football frenzy. Any team, any player, any question.
And here we go. This is what you wanted. A football frenzy on a football Friday. 1-800-919-3776. I'm not even ask if you're ready because I know you're ready. So out there in radio land, listening on the app or wherever you happen to be listening right now, 800-919-3776 on Twitter, at Rothenberg ESPN. No, how you guys doing? Here's the rule. You just ask your question. No salutations, no love the show, none of it. Right to your question.
Hey, what's up? It's Jerry.
No, I don't care about Jerry. Just right to your question. Rick, should we start?
Let's go.
1-800-919-3776. A lot are pouring in on Twitter, at Rothenberg ESPN as well. Brian Bergen Frenzy, begin.
Which will be higher this weekend, the amount of touchdowns the Jets score or the amount of gloves that Teddy Bridgewater wears?
Oh, so he's taking shots at your Jets.
So they're saying. So he's saying that the Jets will score one touchdown, is what he's saying.
Well, I mean, I don't think the Jets go higher than two gloves. Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good defense.
Hey, here's the question for you. Over under the amount of touchdowns the Jets score, I put it at 1.5. What do you think the number is?
I'm going to go two. I'll go over.
You go over that. You think they put up two touchdowns this week?
I think they put up two touchdowns.
All right. Over under 16.5 Jets points this week.
So you're putting me in a tough spot here because now all of a sudden emotionally I'm getting involved with this because you and Santi decided to go Denver with your survivor picks. So you said 16.5?
16.5. I don't see how you're emotionally involved.
I'm going
go
over.
Ahead.
I'll go over.
Over. You think the Jets have an offensive explosion this weekend?
Explosion.
All right. James Napoleon. Who's going to win the NFC West?
I think the Rams.
I think the Rams as well. I don't think Seattle's defense is good enough. I don't trust Arizona. The Niners have flaws. I think the Rams are the best team. I feel confident in saying the Rams.
Yeah, I mean, right now, I mean, first of all, they get the best. I mean, two of the best defensive players in the league. Stafford's a humongous upgraded quarterback. Cooper Kupp is balling. And they got a really good head coach. Injuries for them. It would be injuries that derail them.
Yeah, we can't sit here and project injuries.
No, you can't. They don't have great depth.
You have to take the Rams. Neil in the Bronx. Neil, you're on the frenzy.
Which New York football team is going to get their first win and finish the season with the most losses?
Giants get their first win. Giants get the first win. I think Jets have the most loss, more losses.
Yeah, I think you're right. Which is what it – I mean, listen, without killing the Jets, that's what it should be. I mean, the Giants should have had more wins this year. It shouldn't even have been a debate. And now already that it is kind of embarrassing. Jordan in Albany. Go ahead, Jordan. You're on the frenzy.
In the survivor pool, should I take Arizona over Jacksonville or Denver over the Jets?
Why don't you ask Dave?
Listen, I like Denver. I don't know why you feel a way about that. I'm giving you my honest assessment. I would say Denver, but I think both of those teams win. I don't think you can go wrong. TMKS Burner. How about this? The K-Show Burner account. If the Giants lose a close game at home to Atlanta this weekend, is it okay to boo them?
Yes.
Yes. Don't just boo them. Like just violent booing. Absolutely.
Yeah, I can't imagine that. I mean, I have my fingers crossed that happens, but Monday's show would be
and I'm the bad guy.
Oh, I'm looking out for the listeners.
No, you're not. Because then I'm dead. Because then, do you understand what happens if the Giants lose this week? You're staring 0-6 right in the face.
Oh, it would be a hell of a way to go out though that Monday.
Oh God, Randy Leahy, you are. You know what? I might take Denver again. I might just take them again in my survivor. Randy Leahy, you think the Giants finally unleash Saquon and get him the ball in more creative ways? No. Why would I think that?
At some point, I mean, listen, at some point they're going to have to. Daniel Jones can't consistently be your leading rusher. And it's not – that's not the recipe that this team needs to have any chance.
You need Barkley to just give you something and line him up, I mean, in the slot. Do something different with Barkley.
Well, here's the thing with Barkley that drives you crazy.
Creative.
Well, it's not even that it's not creative. It's – I mean, Christian McCaffrey you saw last night. I mean, he's in that game. Their offensive line, you saw, is not very good. And still, he finds a way to get the job done. There's too many negative plays. Like, you can't continually get behind schedule, get behind
the
chain.
But can we say this definitively? Christian McCaffrey is a better running back than Saquon Barkley. He is. I know everyone wants to compare the two. McCaffrey's better.
Listen, for my money, I don't know if there's anyone. I don't know if there's anyone I would take ahead of McCaffrey.
I tend to agree with you as far as the running back position is concerned. All right, I'm concerned that he's not going to play appropriately, but let's see. Sal and Duchess. Sal, you're on the frenzy.
What do you two think that the 0-2 teams are going to go 0-3? I think 100%.
I don't.
Well, he thinks the Jets
are
going to go.
Give me the year. I know you'll get it. So.
What does that mean?
He thinks that means which 0-2 team do you think is going to end up 0-3 after this weekend's game?
I think the Jets wind up 0-3.
Jets, Jacksonville. I think the Colts are probably 0-3. The Vikings. I know you like the Vikings.
I think
they could end up
0-3.
Those would be the three for me, though, at the top. Jets,
yeah, you think
Jags.
The Falcons are going to be 0-3, though?
Oh, I hope that. Listen, I don't know what I want. I'm sitting here saying that I want that, but there is that fear that on Tuesday you show up and it's like Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh yeah, no, I'll be dead. I'll just be like, I'll do the reads for you, and I'll introduce the show outside of Thursday, and then you can just carry the rest of the show.
Monday would be probably Marconi, like that
fire.
Would be what it would be fire.
Fire.
Oh, it would be. I mean, they would want to just keep us on for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday it would be DiPietro in a corpse.
Yes.
On 98.7.
That's right. DiPietro and Bernie. If the Giants are 0-3 Monday morning, this comes from Lucky Lou, do heads roll in MetLife?
I mean, listen, I don't think anyone gets fired, but that's...
I don't know.
Your owner came out and said he's sick of losing and he wants to be playing meaningful games late into the season.
Right. And you don't consider, like, September to be late into the season, right?
before October? No, I don't think that's
correct.
Late.
All right, last one. E. Penske tweets in, who is the first coach to be fired in 2021?
That's a good question.
How about, there's odds on this, you know, and how about this? I think Joe Judge is like second on the list, which is shocking to me. How about Urban Meyer?
Urban Meyer's not going to get fired. Urban Meyer would have to walk away. He's not getting fired. Did you hear what he said, too?
Oh, yeah, that every game's like, an Alabama game?
This NFL is crazy.
Yeah.
These teams are so good.
Yeah. He's shocked by that?
No, that's what's funny, though. You'd be shocked by that.
So give me your answer.
Well, I'm sitting here looking at it. I mean, I'm looking at the teams. I can't even tell you, like, off the top of my head who I think is going to get fired. I mean,
Matt Nagy?
I don't know if you fire him at this point.
Zach Taylor?
I don't know if you fire Zach Taylor. Like,
Mike Zimmer.
It could be Zimmer. I could see Zimmer.
All right, so you go Zimmer?
Zimmer, I don't think they're firing Joe Judge. If anyone's getting fired, it's
Gettleman. I don't think so either. I think Garrett would go first, and then Gettleman would go.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, but I don't think he go. Maybe,
they've already
maybe
started.
Zimmer.
Here's the thing, though. They've already started handing the reins over to Joe Judge.
Yeah, it's his baby.
Yeah, I mean, you saw it in the draft.
It's his baby. Absolutely. All right, Santi, blow it dead. That was nice. That was a nice frenzy.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I'm going to be locked into KJM at 8 o'clock. I mean, locked and loaded. Forget about a nap. I'll do that later. After they tell me why the Jets made a mistake taking Zach Wilson second overall, they're already regretting that decision.
That's amazing to me that you read that. Like, you're Jay Will, you read that, and you have... And you say to yourself, you know what, I'm going to read this. This sounds good.
No, he has to sign off on it, though, no?
Of course he does.
I mean, he has to. If they put a tease in front of you, and you thought it sounded absurd, and you completely disagreed, you'd say, I'm not reading this.
Yeah, you're right. But, I mean, that's just how many times in a row does this have to happen before you start questioning, like, are they reading these teasers, or are they just, here, give me the tease, I'll read it.
What are they, Ron Burgundy? They're just whatever's
put in
front of them, they're just reading?
Go F yourself, San Diego. No, I mean, this is, really? I mean, we haven't even got to week three yet, and you're already regretting the decision?
You can't. I mean,
come
stop
on, man.
It. Regretting anything. If you want to take the tact of, I'm upset and I'm annoyed that Sam Darnold looks so good, that's fine. If you want to say, maybe we should have held on to him, I don't agree, fine. But to say regretting the decision, to me, it's just, it's absurd 2 weeks into the season.
The decision you regret after watching last night's game is that you didn't hire Matt Rhule. That's
I agree with
regret.
That. Maybe that's going to be his take.
Because now all of a sudden, who knows? You know what I mean? Now you hire Matt Rhule, and maybe he makes it work with Sam. Right? So you're not forced into making that decision.
Absolutely.
Maybe 2 years with Matt Rhule, and Sam all of a sudden now has established himself as a really good quarterback.
What you should have done, what you should always do, if you want a head coach, you hire that guy and you give him the authority. You don't say, we want you as the head coach, but here's what you're going to work with on offense and defense. I mean, what a moronic way to run an organization.
A business. Any business.
Of course.
I'm telling you right now, I don't care how unqualified Chris Johnson was to make that decision. Mike Maccagnan is supposed to be qualified to make that decision. You sit down and you ask him that question. The second he tells you to go kick rocks is the second I hire him. Hey, listen, Matt, we really like you. We think you're going to be great. But here's what's going to happen. We're going to hire your coaching staff. The second he says hell no is the second I know he's my
coach. I agree with you. I it's shocking that that would be your thought, though. Like, we'd like some input. I don't love it. Fine. We're going to tell you who you're. You might get one chance at this if you're Matt Rhule. You're going to the Jets, potentially, which is it can potentially be a bad spot to wind up with your one chance. And now they're going to tell me who I'm going to hire as my offensive and defensive coordinators? No, thank you.
I'm going to leave a job at Baylor where I could probably have that job at Baylor for how long?
Forever.
As long as he wants.
30 years.
And now I'm going to go, and in my first opportunity, because this has always been a goal of mine, I'm going to have them hire my coaching staff?
Yeah. No, you think he regrets it now? You think he wakes up this morning like, man, I should have taken that Jets job? No.
And he loved the Jets.
Well, he's a New York kid.
I mean, he had pictures of the sack exchange on his wall.
He's a New York kid. Yeah, it really is amazing. It's time for 98.7 ESPN's Pigskin Payout. We've qualified listeners all week for a chance to win $1,000. And we've chosen Hal Sass from Livingston, New Jersey, to pick this week's Jets game. Hal will have to pick the Jets to cover the spread against the Broncos for $250 or to win outright. He can win $1,000. All from your home for football, 98.7 ESPN. Be the first caller right now. That's not even appropriate, and that's not appropriate either. Okay, here we go. Keep it locked into 98.7 for our Pigskin Payout. Listen, I'm sorry. The copy was there, and I continued to read, and I shouldn't have. Let's bring in Hal Sass. Congratulations, Hal, and welcome.
Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. All right, so now it's up to you. The spread is 10.5. Do you take Jets plus 10.5? If that happens, you win $250. Or Jets to win the game outright. If that happens, you win $1,000.
Well, $1,000 sounds good, but that's fool's money right there. So I'm going to take the points.
Sass and Frass taking the points. I like it. Good decision.
All right, Hal, good luck, man.
Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. I think I'd be torn, but I think he probably did the appropriate thing.
No, you're not, because if you put it in context, too. No, think about this if you're a Giants fan, right? So this is, we have the Giants this week. Dave Rothenberg calls in, he won. Now think to yourself, because you're diabolical like this. So it's crazy to think that, you know, the Giants are going to go into Denver and win. So I go Giants plus 10.5. I win the 250. Listen, worst case scenario is Giants win and you don't, who cares? Giants won. You're ecstatic.
It's valid. It's a valid point. But you don't know that he's a Jets fan.
I'm hoping he's a Jets fan.
I mean, he could be a Giants fan.
Well, I like to pretend that he's a Jets fan because he won the Jets.
In your little narrow Nirvana world, everyone's a Jets fan.
We're all suffering, Dave. Suffering Jets fans.
No, I'm suffering with another team.
The more we have this conversation about Sam, the more frustrated I get with the organization.
Well, you should. But you know what? Here's the thing, and here's the optimism that you should have. It looks like you have the quarterback that's going to be there for a long time that you like.
Yes. Which gives me reason for optimism.
Exactly.
I think the head coach is going to be good. It's just, I mean, when you go back and reflect on what happened, I mean, anyone that expected it to work out, you're crazy.
Yeah,
you're crazy.
They gave him no opportunity. With Mako and their magic, your car is no longer tragic. If life throws you uh-ohs, just say, better get Mako. And head to Mako.com to get an online estimate. And do that today. All right, I can take Ira in Staten Island, good, solid caller, great Jets points, or the guy that threatened to maul me yesterday and punch me right in the mush. Where do you
want to go? I want Ira first, and then I want the punch me in the face caller.
All right, Ira, Staten Island. Good morning, Ira. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, boys. I'll make it fast. I know you want that other guy. But, you know, listen, first of all, I was impressed with Mills in the job and how prepared he looked, even though he came up short, and Donald played a nice game, and good for Sam. I'm happy he's having success. But you know what? You look at this week's game, and on paper, I just don't see it. And, you know, I don't see how to even make this a competitive game. I think that defense is going to be too much. And, you know, I've been on Mike LaFleur, and last night really, really stood out to me. Of course, Mills comes in. This guy has never taken a snap in an NFL game. I'm sure he didn't get many reps in practice this summer. And he looked better prepared to play, and they worked around what they wanted to feed him than they've done for Wilson so far. So Mike LaFleur is really, he's got to show me a lot this week. Win or lose, I got to see
him.
But
Ira, here's the thing, though. I'll disagree with you a little bit. I get what you're saying. But you also have, I mean, it's on the quarterback, too. Right? I mean,
He's got, right.
They scheme up plays for a reason.
Well, that's true, but he can't. He's got to be smarter what he has to do also. But they have to give him better options. I mean, I've watched both game tapes, and they're talking about checkdowns. There were limited checkdowns. He didn't have. He had like a handful of checkdowns in two games, and that's not acceptable when you get a kid that's young and raw like this. You want him to make plays. You don't want to completely handcuff him, but you got to feed him and you got to teach him that, you know what, you live for another day if the play's not there.
It hurts not having, listen, I'll tell you what, it hurts not having Jameson Crowder.
A lot.
And it doesn't sound like you're going to have him this week either.
No, it hurts a lot. I mean, Corey Davis got to do a better job. Help your quarterback out. Ball can't go through your hands. Ball hits you in both hands. You're a number one wide receiver. You got to catch that. But, I mean, it's on Zach Wilson, too. I mean, there's a reason why Bill Belichick was attracted to a quarterback like Mac Jones, right? It's here's the play, here's the scheme, make the play work.
That's right. They also, let's be fair now, they babied him along last weekend. They didn't ask Mac Jones to make a lot of plays. He didn't need to do a ton. He threw a lot of short underneath passes, and he was fine. But he didn't win the game for them. He just didn't lose it.
No, exactly right. But, I mean, there are certain quarterbacks that you, I mean, coaches that believe in their scheme, believe in the play that they call, want the play called. They want the play run the way they call it, as opposed to guys that can get out of the pocket, scramble, make big throws. Like those, you make mistakes when you do stuff like that.
Absolutely. See, I think this is a big week for the Jets, not to win, because realistically, I don't expect them to win
yourself.
This game. Yeah, you go out there and let me see a better version of Zach Wilson. Go out there and throw the ball well, be conservative, don't turn it over. If he goes out there this week and he gets picked off three times and he's throwing the ball all over in Denver, that would upset me a lot.
Well, let's face it, too. I mean, yeah, we all love that Corey Davis was signed this offseason. But, I mean, I don't think Ira's all the way wrong either. I mean, get open for the kid, too. I mean, get open. I mean, Brandon Cooks wasn't having a hard time getting open. I mean, Brandon Cooks is pretty much, I mean, that's it.
You know what? And he's right. I mean, this kid, Davis Mills, who comes with none of the fanfare, and there was no expectation he was going to do anything, gets the starting role. And I didn't think he looked terrible last night.
No, he didn't look out of his element.
No.
He looked all right.
Right. He looked passable. So you know what? Let me see something from Zach on Sunday. All right. I hope it doesn't get confrontational again.
I do.
Please. That's what you want. See,
I
this is what you want. You're evil. Let's go to Will. Will is on.
I will walk up to you and punch you in the mush.
Hello, Will.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing
hey, Dave,
great.
I wanted to thank you guys for taking my wife yesterday. She was tickled pink all day yesterday for getting on the air, so I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, she's very nice. No problem at all, Will.
Thank you very much. So I called Dave because I think we owe each other an apology, and I'll tell you why. You took a caller at the end of the 6 o'clock hour who had a similar view that I had yesterday, but you disagreed with his view. But you didn't insult him like you insulted me. What do you think?
You could be right, Will. You know what it was? You came at it with such a weird way of if the Yankees get to 92, that you'd be fine if they don't make the playoffs. And I was so taken aback by it. So if you think that I went – here's what I'm going to do, Will. If you think that I went too far and I upset you for that, I apologize.
And, Dave, I appreciate that. And, Dave, I apologize for losing my temper. Sometimes when you spill the milk, you can't put it back in the jar. Can I go back to my point that I was trying to make yesterday real quick?
Oh, boy. Yeah, go ahead.
So I would not be jumping around, you know, saying spring is here, that they won 92 games and didn't make the playoffs. But through all the nonsense that they went through, they still won 92 games. I look at the glass of whiskey as being half full as opposed to half empty.
Well, listen, I'm not going to yell at you like yesterday. I don't agree. If the Yankees win 92, I don't care if the Yankees win 94 and they miss out on the playoffs. In my opinion, it has been a tremendous failure this season.
Not with the expectations. That's the thing, though. You always have to take into account the expectations.
I hear you. I don't see it that way, but it is what it is. That's why that's the beauty of the country we're in. We're both allowed to have different opinions and be able to respect them and bandy them about. Dave, Rick, I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. I got to get into the office. I have a school I got to help run. One day I will call you guys and get you on our radio station at the school.
Oh, I look forward to that.
Well,
thank you.
And have
a great weekend,
day.
Man. How about this? Guy's screaming at me. He's going to punch me in the face.
I better not see you in the street.
And he's mentoring the youth of the country.
Yep, intimidation class.
Yeah.
He'll be at man camp.
That's right. All right, we've had a lot today. We've laughed. We've cried. Rick has whined about the Giants and the Jets and Zach Wilson. And now Santi, with all that information, will present the three stars of the
day. Today's three stars.
I got to tell you, Will almost made a late entry to the three stars again because he's impressionable youth of America. He's molding our youth.
It's great. It's wonderful to know that he says, I'm going to punch you in the face, and he's teaching the young minds of this country.
He did say it was about the country, and that is the American way, is it not? Star number three is going to go to producer Rick for, you know, calling the Omaha's
Omaha!
Moving the pick segment. I thought that was actually creative, so good job by Rick to conserve
Were you just desperate? You had no other stars to give out?
Don't be jealous.
Oh my God.
Attractive.
You're going to love
number two. That gets a star.
It's very unattractive.
Because the guy said, oh.
Number two.
Go ahead. Give your other two.
Number two.
I want to make sure we get number two in there. It's actually going to be my computer for crashing. I missed the 6 o'clock rejoin because of it. I was very upset. But it also brought up the conversation that we forgot about, which is Rick forgetting about the blind CC and what that stood for on the email. So I appreciate that. Two stars for Rick today. But number one is going to go to the combination of Matt Rhule and Sam Darnold for reasons we've already gotten into. So, you know, that's three stars. Happy Friday, boys. Enjoy football weekend.
Have a great weekend, Cynthia. I got to be honest, Rick. I thought those three stars were horrendous today from him.
I thought two were good. That first one is just stabbing me right
in
the heart.
Two is terrible. He gave his computer a star for crashing? That's nonsense. Absolute nonsense.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.